want to be accepted by society. Society this way is making people kill themselves, kill other people.
Not everyone looked or dressed like that back then. As a matter of fact, lots of people didn't look like that.
Man, I can believe that. I don't think Randy's ever looked this bad.
Yeah, well, the point is, what difference does it all make? The way you look, the kinds of clothes you wear on your body, it's what you are that counts, what's inside you, what you stand for, not what other people want to make you. You see, honey, there are lots of people out there who just ain't happy unless you live and think the same way they do. And if you don't, you dig what I'm saying?
Are you ready? Are you ready for more COVID? All COVID, all the time. This is the COVID hotline. COVID theories and unpopular culture. We're on the 7th episode. Talking about stupid COVID. It's actually more like the 8th or 9th. I just started a sequence of COVID conspiracies long ago, and this is going to be number 7. But yeah, we've talked about it at least 8 or 9 times, 10 times. Who cares? Who cares? It's the new normal. It's the new world, they keep telling us. Well, maybe. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to cover some stuff. This is a Patreon bonus episode because I love the Patreon team. They're what keeps things going, keeping a roof over my head. So the least I can do is talk a little extra COVID with my great, great supporters. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher if you haven't signed up yet. Because I know some of you is on the free feed or listening to the teaser and you hate me for it. I know. But don't you understand? This is what they're doing to the truther community. They've shut us all down. They shut me down out of YouTube and Google before David Icke even. And he's talking about lizard people. I'm not even talking about that. They're shutting us down left and right. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, thank goodness Patreon still let me go. I'm waiting for that to shut down. That's a matter of time. But what are we going to talk about today? Oh, there's so much I can talk to you about. What can we talk about? I want to talk to you about COVID Bill HR 6666. We're going to talk about that. We're going to fact check it. Then we're going to cover two big subjects here. Then we're going to cover the RFID, the chip for the vaccine. Yes, they're doing it. They're putting an RFID chip on the vaccine and they want to track it. It's all true. It might not be as scary as the truther community wants you to believe, but we're going to go into it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about why this is happening. It's happening because of a thing, a Kabbalistic concept called creative destruction. Basically, order out of chaos. We'll talk about the Kabbalist dogma as per the great Henry Mackell. Karl Marx will show up in that discussion. But first, very exciting news. Very exciting news. I published a book called Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture with a very lengthy subtitle. And you can now get it. It's now available everywhere you look. Everyone's talking about it. In fact, it was number one on the Freemason category on Amazon for a while. And I haven't really publicized it yet because I was waiting for it to show up on Audible. And it's finally on. They approved my audiobook. I narrated the whole thing, so you can now get it there. And you can get signed copies, gumroad.com/IsaacW. If you're on the Patreon team, you got a 10% coupon code. Use the coupon code. We're having some situations, though. I got to tell you up ahead, I ship all my stuff through the United States Postal Service because that allows me to print the labels at home and ship it right out without a whole hassle of standing in line at the post office. But it seems they're running low on supplies. So It's going to take me longer than usual to process. Usually I get them out to you like the next day. It's in the mail. It's in your hands 2 days later. Boom. Because I aim to please. But you got to understand that during the time of COVID, everything's changing. So, and I promise your book probably won't have COVID on it. Probably not. Unless I'm asymptomatic. Then my apologies. No, I handle them very carefully. I actually wash my hands and stuff before I touch your product. But yeah, let's talk about the book, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. It is the subtitle is Illuminati and Occult Symbolism in Film, Television, and Technology, Harry Potter, 5G, Flat Earth, Bitcoin, and more. What could you possibly not want to know more about? So much in there. In fact, I'm going to tell you up front, this is basically the best of the podcast. If you're a regular listener, if you've heard all those shows, don't buy the book. You've already heard it. If you want to support the show, buy the book. If you want a written copy that you can read at your own leisure, buy the book. Or if you want to hear the polished version, go to audible.com and get the audiobook. I self-narrated it. It's a more professional, polished version of the shows, basically. Now, the book explores familiar topics that have an insidious truth hidden from you, hidden from the masses. And I use the occult doctrine cited from Freemasonry, Kabbalah, which we'll talk about on this show today, and Gnosticism to guide the reader through the symbolism of the concepts most frequently discussed by the conspiracy theory community. Now, in this book, I actually included a bonus thing because I thought, you know, a lot of you out there are such big supporters and I appreciate you. I added an analysis for the Darren Aronofsky film Mother is in there. That's something we never talked about before. I thought, why not throw a little teaser bonus thing in there for the hardcore people? We talk about Harry Potter. We talk about the journey of man becoming God through the Harry Potter initiation tale. Loads of influences in this Harry Potter saga. Aleister Crowley, Helena Blavatsky, alchemy, occult duality. I tell you about the truth behind that Deathly Hallows symbol. How it's really a Freemasonic symbol, as per the author. I'm not making it up. Talk about the Illuminati bloodlines, exploring the historical connections with the aliens, the demons, the control systems, the unholy trinity, Osiris, Isis, and Horus, demonic bloodlines, the line of Cain. Talk about 5G. You want to know what it's about? You want the rational perspective? I know all them truthers out there, they get real crazy about things. Well, I try to keep it 100 with you. But we talk about the AI, the NSA surveillance. Did the devil make this thing? Is it safe? Is it safe and effective? Hell no, it's not. Hell no. You got to read to find more. The fake moon landing. We never went to the moon. The eagle landing was alchemical wedding symbolism of the male phallus penetrating the female moon goddess. Why do you think it's called Diana, the moon goddess? Why do you think in the book 2001 A Space Odyssey, when homeboy gets up into the moon base before he makes contact with the monolith, that he finds out that the first one of the girls born on the moon, her name was Diana? Arthur C. Clarke knows what's up. The Earth, is it flat? We talk about it. I go through all kinds of stuff to prove to you it's not flat. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, is it confusing to you? Yes, it is. Read on. Let me tell you all about it. Let me tell you why this is actually a control system. This is not to liberate you. The NSA talked about the electronic cash in 1996, and I talk about it in the book. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, an oldie but a goodie. All the symbolism is in there. The Faustian bargains, the blood sacrifices, worshipping the Dark Lord, satanic magic, the Baphomet, Tubal Cain. Everything we talk about is in this show on Netflix. The Kardashian family, are they Illuminati? Well, I looked at all these stupid people. You might be surprised by my conclusions. Talked about Mother, the Darren Aronofsky film, which is a Gnostic tale of the oppressive demiurge God taking advantage of the feminine Sophia, wisdom. Truman Show, an analysis of the film of the true man. It's the Gnostic tale again. So again, get the book. You can get it on Apple Books. I made it at a very good price point too, by the way. It was actually a lot of hassle trying to write this thing. I've been so busy, so distracted. It took everything I had to to finish typing this up. I've kind of been working on it periodically over the years here. Well, the months, I should say. I got it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. It's like $5. It's like $5 for the Kindle. Support the show. Leave a review. You can get it on through paperback on Amazon. The author narrated copy on Audible, now available on Audible. I'm going to put links on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I'll try to put the links in the show notes as well. You can, if you've never signed up for Audible, you can get a copy of the book for free. You just got to sign up for the free membership. Click the links on my website and in the show notes to support your boy. And you can, of course, get the signed paperbacks, gumroad.com/IsaacW. It is, I've got a few in stock. I already sold a couple. I didn't even publicize, and then a couple of you already bought a couple copies, so thank you. But I got a few left. Again, delayed processing, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you're on the Patreon team, you're in for a little treat. I got 25 free download copy codes. You can get it, so get an Audible account. I'm going to put 25 download codes. You get the book for free, the audiobook. I'm going to post it on patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. I'll have a separate post just for it. And what I plan on doing is posting all 25 free download codes. And what I want you to do is, if you use that code, if you consume the code on your Audible account, you have to make a comment below and say, you know, used it or whatever. Thanks, whatever. Whatever you want to put. Isaac, you're an idiot. Just put something so people don't try to use that code to save them some time. That's an experiment. We'll try that because Audible is actually they've been very good to work with. There's been delays in processing due to COVID, but they've been very good to me. They gave me a lot of codes. And in fact, I think I can do this with my other books. I'm working it with them to see if I can get promotional codes. So that you can get a free copy. But I'm only going to do that for the Patreon people because they always give so much to me. I got to give back. So there you have it. Hope you like books. Hope you like reading books. Now, let's talk about COVID. The HR bill, 6666. The number of perfected man with an extra 6. This is a hot topic in the truther community. Let's look at the bill itself. From congress.gov, it says, and it's actually a pretty short read. It's not like 1,000 pages on this thing or nothing. It says the purpose is to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and as necessary at individuals' residences and for other purposes. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute. How did that end up? You know, it started out real legit. Conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19. Yes. Contact tracing. Okay, I guess. They're listening to us and spying on our phones anyway. But then it says, and as necessary at individuals' residences and for other purposes. What are these other purposes? Why are they coming to my house? You get a little deeper into the language. Section 1. This act may be cited as the COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act, TRACE. Testing and contact tracing using mobile health units. In general, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, acting through the Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, may award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19. To trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals and to support the quarantine of such contacts. To trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals and to support the quarantine of such contacts. To me, that reads as if this bill is saying they can come to your house, they can test you, they can quarantine you and mandate you stay inside your home. Then it lists a bunch of organizations that can use the funds. And speaking of funds, because you can't spell funds without fun, the funding looks like this. It says in paragraph G, authorization of appropriations To carry out this section, there are authorized to be appropriated $100 billion, with a B, B as in butthole, $100 billion for fiscal year 2020, and such sums as may be necessary for each of the fiscal year 2021 and any subsequent fiscal year, blah, 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 during which the emergency period continues. So, tons of cash getting thrown at this thing, right? But the truthers, rightfully so, are like, yo, government, Big Brother's going to knock on our doors and force us to stay home. Which is, I mean, I'm not arguing with that. That's what the text says. It's exactly what it says. Reuters, though, says it's fake news. The guy who introduced the bill, Democrat Congressman Bobby Rush, Bobby, said, contact tracing is not a new idea and is regarded by the CDC as a key strategy for preventing further spread of COVID-19. My bill, the COVID-19 Trace Act, is about appropriately and safely using this time-tested principle to better assist the communities that are most impacted by the coronavirus, namely the African-American community, through voluntary testing and door-to-door outreach. Voluntary testing, door-to-door outreach. Leading health experts have continued to state that increased testing and contact tracing is the only way we'll get back to normal and safely reopen our economy, and we must ensure that African Americans and other medically underserved communities are not left behind yet again. The bill authorizes the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants, blah, 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 you already heard that part. He kind of rehashes what we talk about in the bill. And he talks about the quarantine thing. He addresses the quarantine section. And he says, this does not imply that individuals will be forcibly tested or removed into quarantine. I mean, that's not what the bill says, dude. Like, that might not be what is intended, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions, my friends. And look, I'm not here to tell you, let's protest. I mean, maybe, right? Though I get it, is what I'm saying. If this thing is really what they say it is, which I have my doubts about it, I think it's bad, but not as bad as they thought it was, maybe. It just seems a little crazy that we're talking about doing this, that we're talking about going door to door, you know, offering the test. We're just going to offer it. I don't know about that. It's a slippery slope. I mean, there's going to be a time when the economy shutting down is so painful that we're going to be receptive to this kind of thing. This is what we saw with all those Chinese videos when this thing first kicked off. I don't know if you remember all them conspiracy Reddit 4chan type videos where they showed the Chinese people snatching people up from their families and throwing them in the back of a van to take them to a sort of concentration camp of sorts. I don't imagine we would go that far, would we? That seems crazy. But I could tell you right now, everything that I thought sounded crazy seems very realistic and rational now. I mean, is it so bad that they're going to quarantine people and mandate they stay inside their home if they have COVID-19? I mean, you know, I live out here in Utah, which is ironically doing pretty well with this whole thing. At no, you know, not, I don't think it's any because of anything we're doing. I think it's just dumb luck. But there was this guy when this first kicked off, this idiot who had COVID-19, knew he had COVID-19, proceeded to go to a BYU basketball game. And arguably he was sort of like one of the patient zeros. So what I'm saying is, like, there are idiots out there. Should this guy have been forced to stay home instead of going to a basketball game? Yes, because he's an effing moron. I mean, the fact that people have no empathy for one another anymore, and it's very disturbing to me. And I know I've been talking about the masks on social media, on Twitter, I think, mostly. Because, look, like, I get it. Like, the mask doesn't really seem to help, I don't think. There's so much conflicting data. That's the problem here. There's so much conflicting data. We don't know what to think. I looked it up myself. The 3M mask, the N95, the sort of gold standard mask, it only filters down to 0.3 microns. And they say the COVID virus particles are 0.1 and some change. microns wide. That means that the COVID virus particles should be able to get through even the N95 mask, which is super uncomfortable. I've got some of those. I actually bought them last year. And they suck. So, like, imagine a cloth mask, which is way more comfortable, how less protective that thing is. So, I'm of the camp that I don't really think the masks do anything. But I also am like, you know what? Like, we live with a lot of stupid people. And not to say you're stupid if you believe the masks work, but what I'm saying is we live with a lot of people that are part of this system. They believe the mainstream media. They are very scared right now. And whether that's right or wrong, if they should be scared, but the point is like, I'm not opposed to wearing the mask just on the principle that, like, it shows that I care about my fellow man and woman. It might not help. It might be stupid. There's no clear guidance. If they had clear guidance and would come out and say, look, it doesn't help, then sure, you're an idiot if you're still wearing it. But there's no clear guidance on that. You got to sort of read between the lines. Everyone's doing their own research. I mean, this is a total nightmare. A total breakdown of society. And is that on purpose? Well, we're going to get into that next. Let's finish this contact. Let's finish this discussion, though, first. Another option being floated is this idea of, you know, because the bill talks about tracing, contact tracing. Because they say, well, that's one of the things we need to really get through this. That's what South Korea did, and look how great it worked for them. Well, they want Facebook and Google to create apps to trace us, to track us, track the people that are sick. And, you know, it's like we need to, look, here's the thing. If this is what they want, us in the truth community, we gotta, on some levels, I think, why don't we just keep it quiet? We'll just tell each other this stuff. And all the other suckers can fall in line, do whatever we gotta do. Let's just get out of this thing. But on the more noble elements, the more triangle hat tea party element, it's all about liberty, right? Like, you let them get away with this stuff. And who knows how far this is going to reach. The truthers say that this is a covert, the H.R. 6666, it's a covert surveillance bill. Maybe they're right. I mean, who would have thought the Patriot Act would lead to such an invasion of privacy? They're, you know, reading through emails, listening to cell phone conversations, collecting metadata. But that leads me to the next question. I mean, is this the final step of surveillance? I mean, haven't they already got everything? What else could there possibly be? The phones are already spying on us. We know this, right? You know this when you look and things you're discussing with your friends or whoever you see on the Instagram ads. I've had it happen to me. Stuff I've never looked for on my phone, ever. Never typed in the words. Shows up on my phone. How's that happen? Unless the phone's already spying on us. We've already crossed this bridge, I think. But is the bill designed to make this data more accessible to people other than old Zuckerberg? Very strong possibility. Very sketchy stuff, my friends. Very sketchy times we live in. The vaccines, which I'm working on I think it's like 7 or 8 episodes of vaccine talk that I'm gonna start working on releasing here to you guys soon. We're getting the vaccines, and the vaccines are gonna have the RFID mark of the beast. That's the truth or talk right now. That's the hot buzz. The hot goss. Spilt tea. shout out to Keith P on Twitter. He sent me a screenshot from Now the End Begins, which is a website, an overly Christian website, mind you. And you know I'm a Christian. I just, you know, not my camp sometimes. Sometimes our people are a little nutty, a little zealous. But I actually do, Now the End Begins, the website, it's actually pretty good. I'm not talking bad about the website. I've stumbled across that website for years. I've seen stuff from them. But, you know, this website, and it's good because they post references and citations. So God bless them for doing that. I hate it. Nothing more than a conspiracy theorist truther who doesn't provide links to justify what they're saying. I hate it when people say, you know, David Icke's one of the worst at this on his videos. In his books, he's really good at dropping the citations, but on the videos, like, he says the craziest stuff, and you're like, dude, what? Where did you get that, man? And you spend a day trying to hunt it down. Most of the time it's right, but... like, just drop the references, please. You know? Anyway, now the end begins. They're saying that the Department of Defense is partnering with Apiject to provide RFID tracking through vaccines for COVID. My God. Let's look into it. Did the DOD sign a contract with Apiject? It's true. $138 million from defense.gov. Today, the Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a $138 million contract with Apiject Systems America for Project Jumpstart and Rapid USA, which together will dramatically expand U.S. production capability for domestically manufactured medical-grade injection devices starting by October 2020. Spearheaded by the DoD's Joint Acquisition Task Force, in coordination with the HHS, the contract will support Jumpstart to create a U.S.-based high-speed supply chain for prefilled syringes beginning later this year by using well-established blow, fill, seal. Hey, man, I didn't make up that name. That's what they're calling it, the blow, fill, seal. Aseptic plastics manufacturing technology suitable for combating COVID-19 when a safe and proven vaccine becomes available. And you can see they're already using the language. Safe and proven vaccine. Safe and effective. The vaccines are safe and effective. Repeat after me. Safe and effective. And on Now the End Begins, which, you know, it's on the truther side of the house. They're a little paranoid, right? As we should be. They say, welcome to the new normal. It comes with an RFID microchip-enabled COVID-19 vaccination syringe with your name on it. That's the new normal. The only question is, what will you do when they come to your door and tell you it's mandatory? You might want to figure out your response to that scenario sooner rather than later. Now would be a good time. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Wow, that's really scary, right? What are they saying? I mean, you combine the HR666666 and the RFID stuff, and we're really scared. Why do we say RFID? Let's look into that. Because on the surface, you think, my God, they're going to put a chip in me? You go to PR Newswire, which is a non-biased sort of source, it's sort of mainstream source that just puts out the news. Apiject Systems America is a public benefit corporation dedicated to making injectable medicines safe and available for everyone by building a network using high-speed, high-volume, blow, fill, seal, medical-grade plastics technology and an interlocking needle hub. Apiject can supply hundreds of millions of ultra-low-cost pre-filled syringes, and here it comes, with optional RFID tags to enable GPS-based mobile tracking. Apiject, along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, is a founding member of the RAPID Consortium, a public-private partnership dedicated to giving the U.S. and the world the surge drug packaging it needs for addressing future pandemics and bioemergencies. And, you know, you look a little further on a different article from Apiject. It says, this will enable governments to better defend their citizens against pandemics while also improving global access to essential medicine. So, clearly this was a plan in works, right? They're talking about pandemics. But I want to clarify something. The RFID chip is actually attached to the plastic syringe with the vaccine, meaning they can track when it's injected. And as I see it, as I read it, it's not necessarily saying the RFID chip is going in your body. It's saying that the RFID is attached to the syringe, meaning when you execute the syringe, they confirm where it happened, when it happened, and that it happened. I'm going to assume most truthers aren't really looking at it that way.
These facilities will make enough pre-filled syringes to inject every man, woman, and child in America with just the right dose 30 days after a vaccine becomes available. Plus, every pre-filled syringe can have an RFID chip attached. This will allow healthcare workers to use their mobile phones to automatically capture where and when every injection takes place, helping public health officials make more informed decisions.
the app eject syringes. The guy behind that, his name is Mark Koska. He had a TED Talk from 2009, and it was truly horrific. He invented this one-time use only needle because he went over to India and China, and I guess they were reusing needles a bunch. And these little kids are digging through the garbage to find used needles so they could sell them. One guy got his finger poked by a needle because he was digging around in the garbage. So he lit a match and said he was burning the AIDS out of his finger. I think the Mark Koska, he was there like filming it apparently. And I assume he was kind of like, I don't think that's how it works, bud. And the guy was like, no, this is how it works. And we wonder why we can't get rid of polio over there, you know? They're playing in their doo-doo. They're picking up dirty needles. You can't get rid of it. So there you go. So RFID is a real thing. They're really funding an RFID tracked vaccine syringe. That's really happening. It's not going to put a chip in your body. It's not the mark of the beast going in your body. They're just, from what I understand, from what I'm reading, they're just tracking when, where, and who got it done, which is almost just as bad, right? They're cataloging to make sure, like we saw in the movie Contagion with Matt Damon. He's wearing the bracelet. That proves he can go into and out of places and be a part of the economy and all that crap. So why is all this happening? Why are they passing bills to come to your house to politely ask you if you want a COVID test? Why are they creating an RFID system to confirm you got your vaccine? Well, there's a concept called creative destruction. And if you look to the great Henry McCall, he wrote about this in 2018, The Cabalist Dogma of Creative Destruction. He says it explains why humanity seems cursed by never-ending catastrophes like the current coronavirus hoax. He says it's a hoax. Says they are engineered by the Illuminati to attack and destroy anything that smacks of the healthy divine order, spiritual or natural. I can get behind that statement, right? The Rockefellers spent a lot of money trying to consolidate the truth, quote-unquote truth, about healing properties through their Bernaysian propaganda scheme in the early 1900s. They shut down a whole bunch of colleges and basically became the curriculum for what should be considered healthcare. They must destroy the old order before they can install their Satanist tyranny. And to me, like, what I'm reading is this is order out of chaos, right? We hear that so many times. He says, evil and catastrophe are endemic factors in the process of creation. Without evil, there could be no good. Without destruction, creation could not take place. And yes, that's like a Kabbalist sort of idea there. We talked about Carl Jung talking about how he'd rather be whole than good. It's about embracing the dark side in order to gain a certain understanding, a sort of enlightenment. Now, when you look up creative destruction on the non-Kabbalist fronts, you'll stumble across Karl Marx. And apparently, creative destruction came from a theory of economic innovation. It has to do with Marxian economic theory, the idea that it's a process used to annihilate wealth under capitalism. And is that not what's happening? Is that not what's happening? And I've always advocated for the idea that we need a blend of capitalism and socialism. You need a blend. I'm sorry, you do. Or you need an overhaul of the capitalist system. Because, look, I mean, how many times does America need bailed out? It's happened twice in the last decade. Needs socialist intervention to keep the economy going. That's not how capitalism is supposed to work. I mean, I'm no economist, but like, it doesn't make sense to me. You need some level of socialism. You need to have sort of collect taxes for stuff, right? You need cops. You need the fire trucks. You need those big expensive fire trucks. What if your house catches on fire? You need roads. You need traffic lights. You need prisons to lock all the people that smoke weed. Lock them up, even though it's legal. Anyhow. But yeah, that's the idea, because Marx, of course, a socialist, and he wanted to annihilate the wealth of the capitalist system, so that's the idea of creative destruction. But Marx was apparently affiliated with Kabbalism, because I looked this up because I was like, are the two connected? Yes, it turns out. A guy named Dr. Michael Laitman, he's the founder of a Kabbalah Institute, has a PhD in Kabbalism, so he's way smarter on this subject than I am. So I'll take his word for it. He says on his website from January 2011, Karl Marx and the Kabbalah. Karl Marx assumed that people would realize the need to come together and would understand there is no place for exploitation, that capitalism is corrupt, and the socialization of means and results of production is necessary. We will come to this anyway. The entire global crisis is leading towards this. We cannot avoid this. Karl Marx wrote out all these capitalistic conditions as economic laws. Every person must be compensated for their work only with what they need to exist in our world. This refers to whatever is needed for every person to exist normally. An apartment, a job, a family, vacations, pension, healthcare, education, everything that one needs on this level of our world in our normal human society, every person must have this. Now, to me, that sounds a lot like the universal basic income, right? But everything beyond the necessities becomes public property, and it must only be used for the benefit of society and only to the necessary extent for this society. Only then will we be in balance with nature. And this is where I get conflicted here, right? Like, I feel like we are an oligarchy in the sense that corporations, through the power of Citizens United, which allow them the ability to vote as if they were human beings, as if they were tax-paying citizens, which we know they're not paying taxes. It's only the middle class that pays the taxes, folks. You know, they're destroying the environment. Maybe, right? I mean, it depends if you believe that stuff or not. I do. I'm. You know who had it right? Charles Manson. He had the Air, Trees, Water, and Animals group. You know, and I'm just a big old granola hippie at heart. I believe in all those things. I don't want to support these greedy corporations who are just trying to, like, take down whoever they can, whatever they can, destroy animals, destroy the environment to make a buck. And it's not even to make a buck. It's to, like, have 4 yachts or something. You know what I mean? Like, these top 0.1%ers are sick in the head. You know what I'm saying? Now, I played a clip at the beginning. I'll play it again here. But this is from, you probably heard at the beginning of the show, it's a clip from a documentary called Lot Lizard. And following that, it was a clip from the 80s movie Valley Girl with the great Nick Cage. And what they're talking about is society being sick.
There's no reason why a woman should be broke, should not have some type of financial options. No reason. Unless she's closed-minded, judgmental, or socially incapable of performing a hustle because she wants to be accepted by society. I've never heard of something so ridiculous in my life. Now, who wants to be accepted by society? Society is what is making people kill themselves, kill other people.
Not everyone looked or dressed like that back then. As a matter of fact, lots of people didn't look like that.
Man, I couldn't believe that. I don't think Randy's ever looked this bad.
Yeah, well, the point is, what difference does it all make? The way you look, the kinds of clothes you wear on your body, it's what you are that counts, what's inside you, what you stand for, not what other people want to make you. You see, honey, there are lots of people out there who just ain't happy unless you live and think the same way they do. And if you don't, you dig what I'm saying?
So I don't know what to tell you the answer is. I don't know what the future holds for us. I don't even know how hard to protest. I know that, and you'll come to the same conclusion by the end of my multiple part vaccine show. shows, plural, you'll know by the end of the shows that the vaccines are sketchy. They're sketchy. You're trading risks. And they want to tell us so often that they're the safest, most effective things. I have my doubts in it. I personally, don't tell anybody. I think we just need to keep this together ourselves. That sounds so wrong, isn't it? That doesn't even make sense. If they're going to require and mandate this vaccine, how far are you willing to take it? Should we just let the masses do it? I mean, the masses are fighting us left and right. They're fighting the truther community. They hate us. They hate us because they ain't us. Should we just let them take the vaccine and then find ways to, you know, slip out? Or is that even going to be an option if it's going to be RFID tracked, if the HR 666 bill goes through and they can knock on our door and quarantine us until we take the vaccine? How big of a fight are you willing to put up? And that's a tough question to answer. I'm not here to you know, fake my way through and be full of ego and tell you like, hell no, I'm not taking it under no circumstances. Like, shoot, you know, if my job says I gotta take it, I don't know if I'm strong enough to even quit my job. And it'll be an option though. It's definitely gonna be something I'm thinking about. But we need to start thinking about these things because, like I said many times, I think this is the future for us, is that Bill Gates, who's a total psychopath, and all these insane, Big Pharma, all the mainstream masses who listen to everything they're told, there's going to be a lot of pressure for us to take these vaccines. And we got to figure out how we're going to handle that. Are we just going to take it? How far are you willing to fight this? Are you going to go to prison? I don't recommend violence by any stretch. But I think it's something we need to start thinking about. Because I believe very much so that is the end game, is these vaccines. But I do want to thank you for being on the Patreon team, keeping this alive. Again, check for those free download codes. I kind of hope you already did it. I hope you paused the show and did it when I mentioned it. There's only 25 of them. And depending on if those all get consumed, that'll determine if I can, like, you know, I'll keep fighting with, not fighting, I'll keep working with Audible to see if I can get more codes for my other books. Maybe I'll drop them on there too. And I'll announce that as well. But, I'm going to put those free codes on there. Again, if you want the signed paperbacks, you can get it on Gumroad. Use that Patreon discount code and have patience with me so I can get to the post office. And thank you again for all your support. I do appreciate you. And until next time. Stay woke.